This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Do you feel alone in your support for Israel? Are you worried that your voice won't make a difference? Are you confused about Israel's right to certain areas in Israel? Are you overwhelmed by the negative narratives out there? Are you missing out on crucial information? Well, I think we could answer yes to a lot of those questions. That's why I want to tell you about the Israel Summit that's coming up this summer in Dallas, Texas, sponsored by the Israel Guys. The Israel Summit, June 9th through the 11th in Dallas, Texas. You don't want to miss this. Incredible guests, David Friedman, U.S. Ambassador to Israel, will be there. Michelle Bachmann, former United States representative, and many people from the land of Israel. Ben Hilton is one of the Israel Guys based in Israel. I caught up with Ben to talk about his perspective on how he sees the policies of President Donald Trump toward Israel.
Our current president, Trump, he says, I want to own Gaza. I want to have that, and I want to make it the Riviera. So your thoughts on, you know, the day after, how does all this play out? I don't believe the United States is going to own Gaza, but I'll tell you my opinion. I think Israel should get back in there in Gaza. When they were there, you know, years ago, it was blossoming and blooming.
That really is the only real answer. I think Israel has to settle Gaza again. And that won't be a quick process. Israel at this point is not going to go in and kick out, you know, Gazans and form settlements. But there could be a slow process. Israel, if the U.S. does not, I mean, Trump is talking about this deal of relocating Gazans, which may or may not happen. If that does not happen, Israel will have to do some form of military occupation for several generations. I mean, that's really the only way to avoid October 7th happening all over again. Israel's going to have some level of military control over Gaza, and in order to stabilize that settlement, a settlement process will probably need to happen again at some point.
We have a new administration, Mr. Trump. Tell me what you think.
It's hard to say, but we are looking at, I feel like, a Trump 2.0. And in his first presidency, Trump did a lot of tremendous things for the state of Israel. He's always been very, very pro-Israel. I mean, from his first original campaign in 2016, he made a lot of promises to Israel. But if you noticed, if you're a longtime follower of the Israel Guys, we were fairly hard on Trump, you know, in his first term, because he did a lot of good for Israel. Also, he brought a very traditional conservative worldview to his approach to Israel. He was pro two-state solution, pro creating a Palestinian state in Judea and Samaria, Israel's biblical heartland. To a certain extent, he moved the embassy to Jerusalem. He made tremendous strides with the Abraham Accords. There was a lot there that was also dangerous. In his second term so far, Trump, I feel like personally, has recalibrated when it comes to the Middle East. And so far, he's taking a very no-nonsense approach to Hamas, to Iran, to all of Israel's enemies. Apparently, from what I've heard, it seems like before Bibi visited the White House, I heard that Trump was supposed to watch the original Israel footage of October 7th. I don't know if it happened or not. I feel like it did, because when Bibi visited the White House, I felt like we've seen a different Trump. He saw the atrocities of October 7th, the stuff that the public doesn't see. And I think it changed him. He has a very no-nonsense approach when it comes to Gaza. He realizes when you see this stuff for yourself, when you see the level of barbarity that happened, you realize Israel cannot negotiate with Hamas. They cannot negotiate a permanent ceasefire with Hamas. It will not happen. It will not work. And I think Trump sees that.
The Israel Guys are holding the Israel Summit June 9th through the 11th in Dallas, Texas. You don't want to miss the summit. Former Ambassador to Israel David Friedman will be there. Michelle Bachmann, former United States representative, and many others from around Israel. This is the summit to be at if you want to stand with Israel. Check out theisraelguys.com for more information. Theisraelguys.com. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Thanks for listening.